Today we're talking about the Department of Home Affairs' branch appointment booking system that was launched to combat long queues, as well as the ID campaign that the Free State Department of Home Affairs has launched. We'll be talking to Pulane Sejani from the Free State Department of Home Affairs in Botshabelo.
Can you just tell us about the branch appointment booking system? Does the Free State already have the BABS in place?
It was activated on Tuesday. You can make an appointment online. They will give you a date and a time. So, for example, if they give you the 26th of September, 10 o'clock, meaning at that time you must be at the office. Then it was implemented because of the long queues. We are cutting the long queues. If you go to the office nearby where you did appointment, then you go there and they will give you, during that application online, they will give you a reference. That reference will produce on that office, then it will direct you to photo booth. When you go to photo booth, it will direct you to application. You are not going to queue any longer if you do that part.
So tell us about this campaign.
This weekend we're going to open its ID campaign. Actually, we were supposed to doing ID Day last week, but because of the update of the systems, we couldn't. So we chose this weekend to cover that weekend, meaning it's a campaign from children from 16 years and above to apply for ID smart card. So the requirements, they must come with the parents, biological mother, must accompany the child to sign on behalf, and she must come with the ID also and the birth certificate of the child. If the parent, the biological mother, is deceased, they must come with the affidavit and the death certificate of the deceased parent, the deceased mother, so that we can accompany that application to say that the mother is no more. And then the informant must come also with the ID to sign on behalf of the deceased mother. So the photos are for free, and the ID is for free for 16 years and above. For the person who is applying for reissue, the second ID, if he or she wants to replace the ID, it's 140. And the 60 years and above, the 60 years pensioner, meaning the pensioners, are for free also, if it's the first time.
And if it's the second time, do they have to pay?
Yeah, the second application must pay 140.
Also, where is this ID campaign going to take place?
ID campaign will be at Botshabelo from 8 o'clock until 1, and also we continue on Sunday morning from 8 until 1.
I see here it said that you again opening on weekdays as extended hours from 4 till 5. Is that still applicable?
Yeah, but only weekdays, not on weekends.
And will this only happen in Botshabelo, or does this apply across all offices of Home Affairs in Bloemfontein?
I think it will be Botshabelo and Bloemfontein, yeah. Botshabelo and Bloemfontein.
Any more information you'd like to add?
No, we would like to have more clients to come and apply during weekend, because now we are cutting this thing off. The parents who will come during the week and they don't be able to go to work because of they want to apply for the IDs for their children. So it's an advantage for them to come on weekends, to come and collect those passports and apply for passports, IDs, and collect their IDs. It's an advantage for them to come and do those things without giving a notice saying that I'm going to Home Affairs.
All right then, Pulane, it was lovely having you for the interview. Thank you very much.